Okay, I'm getting myself situated at the honey home. I'm up against the... Oh, gosh, this thing's about 3 feet in diameter. Old, dead tree. And then there's a couple very large logs strewn about that I can lean up against. I'm leaning up the main trunk today. The other nice thing about it is it has a monstrous cedar tree that when there's drizzle like what we had here earlier, I can get in underneath it and stay pretty dry. A natural umbrella. Okay, that's the first gobble that I've heard out of him since I moved. I'll try to work him a little bit. Nothing serious. I don't have real high hopes about this, but we'll see. Okay, he's responding to me, but I think it's going to be considerable wait. This doesn't... I don't see him hopping off the branch and running over. Tell you what this is missing. I need a stick. I need a nice long stick. I used to need a nice long stick to poke my kids when they'd fall asleep here in the honey hole. This is originally why I got the honey hole, was because there was a nice spot for me and a nice spot for the kid. And we both have good visibility. Yeah. My big stick is rotted away. Oh, let's see. Here's one. Here, hold on. Okay. I just keep this out by my feet. And if necessary, I can reach down. Just drag it through the leaves. And just back and forth, you can make that scratching noise. It sounds like a hen feeding. Oh, goodness. He gobbled my way. There's no way he could hear me. That gobbler. Well, I'll just pop this in here. Let gobbler. Quaker Boy, the Grand Old Master. I've had this thing since my first trip out. And I'm not absolutely sure, but I think it was Dick Kirby that gave me this. There was a guy at Sports headquarters in Sharonville, and he was demonstrating turkey calls, and he looked just like the pictures of Dick Kirby. I don't know. I didn't know squat about turkey hunting in those days. And he put this in my hand and gave me a he said he was out of his tapes, but he handed me a Ben Lee calling tape and one of the mouth calls, Quaker Boy mouth call. Sent me on my way over the winter. You have to be careful, I guess. I've never had this happen before, but the daggone rubber band will rot it right onto the wood. I'm going to have a heck of a time getting that off. Let's see if he likes that. Let him know I'm out there. I don't know if you can hear this, but there's a fellow out mowing on the next ridge. I guess he's trying to get it done for the rain comes later on today, but I can't imagine mowing the lawn on opening day of turkey season. That gentleman and I certainly live in different worlds.